Tanisha. She ride around with a freezer. She aim it right at your season.
Man, 2022 has been an interesting year for me in the sense of not having, I wouldn't say the thoughts or random thoughts and the comedy and wanting to laugh, but it started off on a bad start when I would say one of my great friends passed away just unexpectedly. And I think for me that the reason why that one hit me home harder than anything that I've ever experienced before, because he was somebody that I bonded with after, you know, I made a lot of changes in my life, right? And I think for me, you know, for all of us in life, many of us, man, we have, at this stage anyway, maybe when we're 19, 20, 21, right? But when we're in our 40s and we're living life, we already have careers, we already have more than likely families or children, we already have a set routine of priorities that we have. So your friends end up being more of like a subcategory, if that makes any sense. So for example, so friends that if the wife has plans with her friends or with family, and then the kids are out of town or they're staying the night over somebody, right? Or they're staying over grandma's and you don't have any work responsibilities, and that's when the guys go into the Rolodex and find their friend. You know, they'll have that whatever it is based on what they want to do. They, you know, people have fishing buddies, people have golf buddies, people have drinking buddies. Like if they want to go to the bar and not be by themselves, they'll call the drinking buddy, right? They'll have to watch the sports games with me. I have the travel buddy, right? So like I know that I'm that for a lot of people. Like I'm the travel buddy for you. Okay, I'm the, when I want to go out, I'll call you. When I need a favor, I'll call you, whatever it is. But my friend that passed away, he was everything to me. He was traveling buddy. He was golfing buddy. He was drinking buddy. He was football buddy. He was life buddy. We could hang out with each other's partners. So we were everything, right? And that was just a rare feat that you have at this stage in life. And for whatever reason, that has somehow just purely dejected me. That has, in a lot of ways, not want me to stop, you know, recording or anything like that. But it's been, it's just I haven't mustered up the energy to do anything, right? To muster up the energy to be funny again or to laugh or to, I mean, I don't even know how I'm going to do a fantasy football podcast because he was part of it. And, you know, so I still have some months to figure that out. But I'm not really in a good place when it comes to that because I find myself not wanting to share my thoughts anymore. Like, you know, I feel like that too in my current relationship, and not in a bad way, but I think that what I realized in my relationship recently, and it's nothing against my partner, and I hope she doesn't take it the wrong way, and she may even get mad at me, but I think I just needed to express this because, again, it's just what I've done for myself, and whether it is stuff that I think about or funny shit, I think most of the shit's funny, and it's weird that I think about, and, you know, some of the shit may come blow bite me in the ass later on, but I don't give a fuck because it's, we have to speak our truth in those moments. It doesn't mean that I'm me now, this version, 2022, versus the version that was in 2016, right? So 6 years have passed. But I would say that, you know, what I've realized is that, you know, being transparent and being honest is something that not anyone can even handle, right? And I think when I went into the dating scene many years ago, I went into it with, I remember going and starting to date people when I was separated from my wife at that time. And I would tell people, yeah, I'm separated. I live separate. They'll be like, nope, you got to be divorced before I deal with you. Goodbye. Right? So no one was trying to deal with me because many people were, you know, they weren't trying to deal with a guy that possibly can go back to his wife. You know, they don't believe anything guys say online. And I understand that. So, you know, I went ahead and took the steps to make myself truly single, not have anything legally tied other than the child. And we do co-parenting and things are great, you know, as happily ever after as it could be with that end of that chapter. And when I went into the world, I said, hey guys, look, I'm single. I don't have any women in my life. I don't have anything going on. When you start dating the women, you realize that they're not being transparent about their truth. And what I mean by that is that many times you have women out there that are still legally married, that are still in a relationship with somebody, but they're roommates. They're in situationships where their heart is with somebody else, but they're realizing that that person can never be what they want them to be. So they're begrudgingly moving on. So you have a lot of these dynamics where people have made about faces when I've gotten to know them and gotten to understand them. And it's like, there's still somebody in the mix. And you realize that, hey, everyone has got a situation going on. Like, everyone's got a situation going on. And what I realize with women is that, look, they're either testing the waters to leave the situation for something else. Like, they're just not going to leave to be single out there and then figure it out. They're, no matter how toxic or bad many times their relationship is, they'll stick around until they find that better wagon to hitch on, right? And to go ahead and say, okay, goodbye, I've had it with you, and they're moving on. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's just the game. That's the game that's played out there, right? And it totally goes against a guy like me that's totally honest and totally transparent. And that means that I'm not going to tell you what you want to hear every time, right? Because you want honesty, you want transparency. And I think for me, one of my flaws as a person growing up has been the lack of emotion, right? Like, I'm pretty steady. I'm pretty monotone. And I know with my partner, sometimes she gets really mad at me because I don't have a positive reaction. I have neutral reaction a lot of times. Or I just come up with a question or a comment that may not rub her the right way. And initially it was fine. Initially when we were seeing each other, I was like, wonderful. She understands the vibration. She understands that even if I say something out of whack, that it's not meant with evil intent or to hurt you or to make you, you know, make you less of a woman, to make you feel like you ain't shit, you know, like all these things that it's like she understood that I was just speaking very freely, but that's what I thought. I thought she understood that. But as we went on, emotions got invested in her filter changed, meaning the way she listened to me, it had a deeper impact, had more of a sensitive impact. So I'm realizing that no matter how honest people want to cry on top of the lungs, we all have to settle. We all have to modify. We all have to, in a context of a relationship, you have to modify how you are with somebody else. And for me, the number one thing that I've always wanted to keep was my transparency, my just whatever I want to say, whatever I want to do goes, you know, because what goes for me goes for you as well. Right. And meaning that when I love somebody unconditionally with no conditions on it. Right. Or I mean, I love as unconditionally as possible. Right. Like, I think the only caveat with me with loving somebody is I don't want double standards. So if you're able to go to the pool, I should be able to go to the pool. If you're okay with doing, you know, talking to boys as friends, and I should be able to talk to girls as friends. Does that make sense? So because it's not this, I don't want control. I don't want to feel like I'm being controlled as an old man, 45 years old, middle life crisis. I'm not young anymore, and I'm not going to waste any more time catering to somebody. But what happened here in this journey is just realizing that, hey, okay, like a lot of things I say just have to be modified to show consideration for the other person's feelings, right? But it's not allowing me to be myself. And that's something that I'm okay with. I've accepted that. I realized that. But I think for me, just understanding that harsh reality, that the thing that I yearned the most was to be allowed to be me, unapologetically, unfiltered. That's why I always push women to the podcast left and right. I say, look, if you can listen to the shit that I fucking say and you can understand it, that's me every day, all day, right? And if you can't handle that, then you know that you can't handle it. Goodbye, right? And some women really hated it, bye. And then other women really loved it, right? But then what would happen was they wanted more time and they wanted to kind of force this thing on me of locking me in. And I'm like, dude, like, we just have to go at the pace this goes. I'm not going to introduce you, my daughter, a month into the relationship. You fucking kidding me? Like, it's not going to happen like that. Like, I have to get to know you. And you know, I've talked about these things. And I remember initially when I got into my marriage and looking at relationships in those times, I always looked for mutual effort. That was the go-to. I was like, well, I need a woman that matches my effort in getting to know me and wanting to do things for me. Like, I want to do things for her. Like, an equal partnership, 50-50, right? And that didn't end up working out because we were not compatible in a lot of ways. We're not compatible. And it's not a bad thing. It was just that as you go into the long haul, you realize we're not compatible in our values when it comes to marriage, when it comes to family, when it comes to how you live life, right? And so when I went into this journey of podcasting and talked about it and realizing that you got to have compatibility, personal, emotional, and sexually, intimacy. Like, it's PES model, right? And then you got to have priorities in place. So it's like a triangle, it's like a circle, a three-layered circle of, you know, personal compatibility, emotional compatibility, and then sexual compatibility. Personal is like your friend. Emotional is like your life, your value systems, right? And just sex is just sex. That's self-explanatory. But the more compatible you are in those three realms, I think the higher likelihood you have to make it last. Because I've always seen that with the older generations, right? They, like, when I see the old generations, most times and now, they become each other's best friends. They don't have any extra friends. They don't congregate with other couples. They're like, they're just hanging out with each other, doing everything together. So I was like, okay, that must be the formula. And that's kind of the one that I reinvented moving forward. And then I found somebody that, although she was not open, you know, she was not able to be in a relationship, but she showed me that I could be loved and understood for that vibration. And lo and behold, here I am now, right? But then after some time, you know, this protection, I think, wears down, you know, like, not protection, but the filter changes. And I think that's what happened with my partner currently, where it's like, she truly does care. It truly means a lot to her to see me have a very positive, very vibrant, very energetic responses to the things that she does. And I am not built that way. Like, if you were to go to her household, she's full of life. She's like more of a cheerleader, where my energy is more of being in the library, right? Like, I just love having a quiet home. I don't like having a lot of people coming over. I don't have it, unless it's for my child. I don't have anybody come over, you know, because I like being isolated. I like coming home and being quiet and being peaceful, right? But we're different like that, but it's okay. And I think it's like, as time is going on, it doesn't mean that I don't love her or don't want to be with her. It's just understanding that, hey, I have to, you know, she always tells me, no, be yourself, continue to be yourself. But I'm like, but every time I continue to be myself, you're not able to filter it properly. Meaning you're not able to take it and understand. And I've been nicer along the way. So what happens is usually I'm rough and tumble in the beginning. And then as I go, I get softer and softer. But when the first thought comes in my head, I spew it. And I think that's just been of so many years being truly honest with people and not giving a fuck whether they want to be with me or not. It's like, okay, this is why I have to be that, because I have lived life. I have lived a full life where I was appeasing other people and it didn't get me the results that I wanted. So I guess for me, it's like now I'm in a position of wanting to just be myself unapologetically. And whatever people are connected with me, like my friend that passed away, that's why I always will hurt, because he understood me. He loved me for who I was. And there wasn't anything that was hands off. We would have disagreements or whatever, but there was so much love. And he understood my vibration. He was like, I understand this, but this is how you need to be. Or this is, you know, and I'm always going to miss that. I hope that whatever things he taught me or our relationship taught us, I'm able to showcase to my daughter and many others. But I'm realizing that in this relationship that I'm currently in, I have to filter, I have to modify, because there's a level of consideration I have to exude, knowing that my partner really gets sentimental or something penetrates her deeply and in a hurtful way when I express or I don't express in the way that she expects. You know, there's a lot of expectations that I feel she doesn't. I feel that she has a lot of subconscious expectations, meaning like she's been with other men that have reacted very positively to this. And even though I've said that I'm indifferent about, she still does it. And then I show my, I'm cool. It's cool. It's nice. You know, and I try to be as positive. Hey, that's nice. I get it. You know, and then me, I just start asking questions and it just kind of derails the whole thing because I just get curious. Like, okay, I never seen that. Like, what is this? Like, what, you know, and I just start asking questions. And I may be a turnoff. I don't fucking know, you know. But I know that when I do what I do, it just comes from a place of honesty, and always felt that I wanted to be my best friend. So no matter what, like I tell her, I can't talk to you openly anymore. Like I gotta go to comedy shows, or I just gotta just have outlets. There's a reason why lots of partnerships can't talk openly to one another, because there's judgment or there's sensitivity to it or there's negative connotations, right? Like if something that doesn't resonate with me negatively resonates negatively with her, then it rubs her a certain way, right? Where I always tell her, look, when I love you unconditionally, I love you unconditionally. Like, so if you want to be a pack-a-day smoker, go for it. Like, if you have fucking herpes, okay, cool, I still love you. You know, if you are a daily alcoholic, I'm still in. You know, whatever you want to call it, like, I'm still in because that's the way I love, right? I mean, look at Cookie Johnson, Maggie Johnson's wife. I mean, goddamn, that guy was fucking half the town. I'm watching that show Winning Time, and I read his book back in the day in high school, so I know he's a fucking savage. He fucking loved women. He didn't drink, he didn't do drugs, he didn't smoke, but he fucked, and he fucked a lot of women. He fulfilled every fantasy by the time he was 25. but Cookie Johnson, my whole point is, you know, she still stuck by him by doing all that crazy shit. Still stuck by him by the fact that he had HIV, right? And I'm saying to myself, okay, like, that's how, you know, like, that's the kind of love that I'm willing to give, you know, but other people are not willing to give that back, right? And because I accept somebody as an individual too. Like, it's not, you don't have to do what you want to do necessarily. It's like, hey, if you want to go live life, if you want to be a worker working 90 hours a week, okay, cool. Do your thing. You know, my only caveat is, as long as we make time for the relationship. You know, if you make time for the relationship, then I'm cool. You know, that's all I care. You got to, and with her and I, it's a little bit different because she's more of a freelancer in that way. Like, you don't know what time, you don't know what you're going to do. It's like, you just got to flow, right? And I'm the opposite because I try to maximize my time when I don't have my daughter. But most people are like her. You know, most people are freelancing. They don't want to wake up early. They don't want to have a structured day, so on and so forth. I get that. Like, I get it and I accept it. But like I said, I think it's me realizing no matter if I look for somebody that was giving me mutual effort or my compatibility model, like, the way I am is not a way that it resonates with people long term. It's something that you really got to be, like, as she would say, you got to be a toothless bitch inside, meaning that you got to just be rough and tumble and not give a fuck about what you say. And I'm like, I know, you know, and I'll leave with this. A lot of times, because I love the toothless mentality and people that are truly speaking in a way where it's unfiltered and it may hurt, I love that. I've always have, because it's part of us as being human. It's very rare that we see people that keep it real as far as how they feel through everything. Like, there's some things that they never talk about because they'll be judged, they'll be ostracized. There are some things that just that's never been accepted by the inner circle of people that they have, and they don't want to lose their inner circle. They don't want to lose any other people that they have currently, and I get it. So they have to conform and stay aligned a certain way. But, you know, with me, I realized that, you know, I can't be that. Like, I can't. I've always wanted to be transparent and then understood that, hey, that person is really good at the end of the day, right? And that's why I resonate so much with comedians, because you could tell that that's a part of them. They're ugly, but their partners really understand who they are at the core. And I try, but I think in this situation, it's modifying and reeling back and just being considerate, like I said, because I do love. So part of me loving is part of me just adjusting and modifying. So, you know, I don't want to leave anything crazy on here now moving forward, because, you know, God forbid, I don't want her hearing her, or her friends hearing her, or like, and then saying, oh my God, you fucking said this, you fucking crazy. Like, you know, because they don't understand me. So they don't understand the good person that I am. And I guess people, you know, they're just so judgmental. And instead, at the end, who gives a fuck? Because at the end of the day, when we die, no one's going to care, right? So it's like, why am I going to hold back? Why am I going to not speak my truth when who am I doing it for? I've been doing it that way for so long that it didn't garnish me the results that I wanted, the happiness I wanted to feel. But now, you know, when I was speaking and I was transparent, I was fucking joyful. But now I have to find a happy medium in my new relationship. So it's like, I have to figure this out. I have to, and I think I will. I mean, I know how to conform. I know how to settle. And I know she hates that word settle. She hates that. I'm like, you settling. I'm like, you listen, you women are fucking different. Like, you women are always dynamic. Like, men are used to shit being stagnant and being okay. Like, women, it's like, if the shit gets boring, they start nagging you, and they want you to be, you know, just step your game up constantly. So I get it. Like, I'm not gonna, you know, So again, I'll do my best to adapt and be as dynamic as she needs me to be. But I know that the way that I've been unfiltered for so long has to be modified, and it has to be curtailed for consideration.